Welcome back to Nerdament. My name is Hayden. I'm here as per usual with
Aaron
and
Victoria
and Phoenix.
Yeah, she was Hello. The biting that just happened.
See if she has anything else to say.
Okay.
Phoenix, what do you have to say for yourself?
Do you have any comments?
Anything,
ma'am? Interesting.
You heard it here first.
What about Miles? See if Miles has something to say. No, not really.
That's right, folks.
Is he licking it?
Yeah.
Oh, he licked it.
He loves all of you.
Yeah, Miles loves everybody. Which is not... Stop wiping it off.
I need to speak into it.
Miles loves everybody, which is not a secret.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, welcome back. This is the last of the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
So, Aaron is properly dressed.
Oh, of course. Wearing everything Spider-Man, and I have my little charm here. My little Lego Spider-Man.
Which, in my opinion, he doesn't really need it today.
No.
His fight, Spider-Man's fight's pretty straightforward. So, don't know what he's going so extra for.
I'll go as extra as I need to be.
He's always extra when it comes to Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. I want no doubt.
There will be no doubt left, I suppose.
Yeah.
Even though it's not even necessary. You know, you don't want to have to go that hard.
Well, yeah, but how do you feel about your other fight going into this, Hayden?
I feel good. I feel good about where I am mentally.
Man-Thing versus
Wonder Woman.
But
it's Wonder Woman, dumbass.
Yeah, but it's also Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Not Man-Thing.
It's whatever.
I was switching universes.
Don't switch universes.
I will switch universes.
But yeah, it's Swampy and
Wonder Woman.
I'm feeling good. My head is in a right good place.
You're in a good place.
Yeah.
You started your therapy last week.
No.
No.
I skipped that. I decided to just cry in the car, in the parking lot. But
okay.
I mean, small steps, baby steps, you know.
Yeah.
WandaVision ended last week.
It did.
Without giving any spoilers.
Yeah, we should not do that.
What would you rate it out of 10? Aaron?
9.
Victoria?
10.
Oh, 10 out of 10 from Victoria. I'd probably give it like a 9.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just some things I would have changed, but that's just me.
You're talking about the theories and stuff?
Yeah.
That people that actually get mad about that, it's the same people that get mad about...
It was a great show. Huh. Very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. It's the people that get mad about Star Wars because they were wrong.
Yeah. Don't like those people.
Like you can dislike the Star Wars, but if you dislike it because you're wrong, that's different.
That's not even fair. Like, why are you disliking the Star Wars? You should just dislike yourself.
Oh, that's deep.
Really going down to the root of their problem. You're jumping to the conclusion.
Yep,
it's a fairly correct conclusion, if I might say.
Just kind of generally. If you're getting mad about how a movie ended because it didn't end how you thought it was going to end, I mean, come on. There's better things to be mad about. How about how the royal family was treating
Meghan Markle?
I mean, for starters.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on. Find something else to be mad about. Be mad about Aaron.
What?
Yeah.
There's a lot to be mad about there.
Why? He's got a face.
Like what?
He's white.
Yeah.
I what?
He's got that hair.
He's straight and white.
Yeah.
That's two strikes against you, dog.
So are you.
And a man.
Again, so are you.
Yeah, but.
I am cishet.
Yes. Yeah, as a cis male, is that what it's called?
It's a cishet. Cisgender heterosexual.
Oh.
Hayden didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, I don't.
He'll get educated.
Eventually.
Yeah, but we're talking about Aaron right now. He has that weird leg hair.
Yeah, he's got leg hair.
Yeah.
In general. It looks like a little bit of a gorilla.
Yeah.
Or a hobbit's foot.
Are you joining us to talk bad about yourself?
Are you kidding? I'm not gonna
specifically stand the hobbit's foot.
I'm not gonna stand on the sideline when I can degrade myself.
You're like, I do it every day.
Oh yeah.
Hobbit's foot.
Dude, they have way too much hair on that feet.
Yeah,
they really do.
When we watch Lord of the Rings, rewatch Lord of the Rings. The feet bothered me.
They really did.
It's like they're very large. I'm not a feet guy.
No. It's very noticeable too.
I wear socks most of the time.
Especially if you haven't watched Lord of the Rings in a while, you forget how large their feet are.
Their feet are like crazy big.
Yeah,
because they're Johnny Appleseeds, man.
Yeah, but then it was also kind of funny how short they were.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, for most of the... Like, it was clever filmmaking, but you didn't see them standing next to anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at a wide shot very often. But when you did, pretty funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like, oh, they short.
Because they definitely like that one scene
in Return of the King, when, like, Merry and Pippin are running, and they're just being overtaken.
Exactly. Exactly. They're literally half the size of everybody.
Living up to the halfling.
Yeah. Name. I mean, you knew they were going to be small in the first, like, at the beginning of, what was it, The Hobbit? Where Gandalf told Bilbo that his like great uncle was big enough to ride an actual horse.
Yeah. He also invented the sport of golf.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah,
which is weird. It's like a weird little tidbit because this is a fantasy world.
Yeah,
and nobody ever never showed anybody playing golf.
But that's very
they
true.
Can.
But they can.
Dude, apparently, if there's any place on Middle Earth where you can play golf,
it's definitely the Shire.
Yeah, the Shire. It's just a giant green.
It is. It's New Zealand.
Yeah,
and that's just what New Zealand is. Green. But we're not here to talk about the Hobbit.
Or I haven't even done my bit yet.
Or Aaron's hair, leg hair specifically. Aaron, why are we here?
Long, luscious hair on my top.
No, we didn't even bring up your hair.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that one.
No, nobody needs to talk about that one. It looks a little crazy right now on the ends.
Moving on.
Look at the back.
That's because it's very curly.
Sorry, look at the back.
Wait, no.
It's got little like strings and stuff.
We're supposed to be moving on at this point.
Fine.
I have nothing in it right now.
We're moving on. Aaron, why are we here?
Those of y'all that haven't watched this podcast before, me and Hayden created a 128-seed tournament taking characters from the top four comic book companies. We are now down to our Elite Eight, I believe it's called in the sport world.
Yeah, quarterfinals.
Yes. We're down to our last eight contestants, and
we're down to six.
Yeah, right now. So we got rid of two of them. We're down to six, and we're going to be closing out our quarterfinal in this episode.
Who won last week? Black Panther.
Black Panther and...
Was it Aquaman?
No, it was
Black Panther beat Aquaman.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
his name? What is his
Frankie
name?
Rich.
Franklin Richards.
Yes, that yes. guy.
Yeah.
Now, for this week, we are going on to Spider-Man versus America Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
And Swamp Thing versus Wonder Woman.
Which, two clear like fights that you could clearly see the end to.
Yeah.
Kind
of. Yes.
Well, then just tell people so we can bounce.
I feel like we should have a...
I mean, we probably going to talk about some weird shit today, just so you know.
So I'm going to put this disclaimer in.
We got to fill up at least 40 minutes. Tell me when we get to 40 minutes.
Fine.
Disclaimer. The mere fact that these characters are in the Elite Eight
Why
means...
Why'd you get so close to the mic?
So it could, like, really envelop the audience.
We can all hear you.
I wanted to get the point across.
He's trying to whisper into their ear connection.
Oh, is this an ASMR thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tell them. Disclaimer. The mere fact that they are in the Elite Eight means that we very much respect these characters.
Mm-hmm.
That means that these kind of are straightforward, but full respect to all characters involved.
Oh, yeah.
Please do not get mad
Stop
at us.
Stop rubbing my leg hair.
You keep getting closer to this thing.
Your leg is
too.
Very close to me. Why are your legs still spread out?
You
I have room.
I have a problem.
You man spread out.
I have room. Aaron, you're not even woke.
What? You're not woke.
You're not woke.
Woke.
Get woke.
I'm man spreading at like 150 degrees.
I know. It's an extreme man spread.
Wait, can
I have to balance myself on the
what?
You said tell you when we're at 40 minutes. Can I tell you when we're at like 35?
No, you can tell me when we're at 40.
25.
40.
15.
40.
5.
Now.
We haven't even started yet.
It's over, guys.
That's it.
Anyways, Aaron, yeah, we have great respect for any of these eight characters that made it this far. It's just that some of the matchups were kind of a little bit lopsided.
Kind of like
even
the
even this far into the
kind of like the tournament. What I expected the Frankie Rich Blue Beetle thing to be, which you pulled that one down into the mud last episode.
Yeah, I did. I was dragging it through the mud as slow as possible.
You were really pulling it. I respect it. That being said, you want to start with America Chavez?
It's probably going to be you next week. Just so you know.
Don't worry about it.
Anyways.
You don't know.
Ahem. him.
Are you a lady? Are you a French lady?
No.
That's what you sound like.
I'm a man.
You're a French lady.
I'm an American man.
You're a little bitch. That's what you are. Tell the people.
Why would you say that? That's so rude. That was so mean. What did I do to you?
For instance, you take away too long. No, you don't have
to. Okay, so.
Now we're going to talk about Hayden's vengeance.
Anyways. Get mad at Hayden. We've already done this before, I feel like. We've already talked about my bad traits before. I told you guys I cried in a car in a parking lot at my therapist appointment.
Earlier, that was in this episode.
Yeah, but you do that a lot. So like,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, you cry a lot.
I don't cry a lot.
You cry all the time.
I do not. Like I said, I cry a normal amount.
He's crying right now.
I'm not.
He's actively crying.
You guys are so mean.
I told you it was a little bitch.
Just says you're sensitive.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Can you talk about America Chavez?
America Chavez! Yes.
Love that his voice about, dropped
shut,
like
shut up, Aaron.
Options.
Shut up, Aaron. Aaron?
Aaron? I just wanted to point it out.
America Chavez
uh-huh.
is from an alternate world universe who is has the ability to kick her way through dimensional walls and people. And yeah, she has defeated some pretty powerful people on her way here, including Hercules and Hyperion and Blue Marvel.
Yeah, she's had a good run.
Yeah, she's had a decent run up to this point. She's extremely strong, so extremely durable, fast, you know. She's got all of the powers that you would expect a superhero to have, and then she can kick parts of people into other dimensions. And that is America Chavez. And you want to explain what you were just doing?
So I have that little Lego Spider-Man. I put him in like a web-slinging pose, and I made him do an arc.
See, these are reasons to not like Aaron again.
I'm 19-year-old.
We were talking about a woman, and he just wasn't paying attention.
Disrespect.
The disrespect.
Yeah, we were talking about a woman who was a minority.
Yeah.
I'm the one who showed America Chavez in the first
place.
She's
also part of the LGBTQ.
I bet you didn't even like Women's International Day.
Yeah, she is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Or a La Dollar Bean, if you will.
Did you celebrate?
You don't know on TikTok. You don't know.
Yeah, I figured it out.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you celebrate Women's National Day?
National Women's Day.
Oh, National
Women's National Day?
Yes. Did you celebrate?
Did you?
Did you?
Did yes. you?
Did you?
How?
How?
By acknowledging.
What day was it?
Did you dress up like March a woman? 8th. Like you're dressed up hey. Like Spider-Man?
He says it was March 8th.
I'm right.
No, I just checked to see what today was to make sure that he was correct.
I'm watching you.
Yeah. I respect women.
You better.
Oh.
Stop playing with your toys.
I'm going in with Spider-Man.
Anyways, yes, Aaron.
So,
you're a little Lego man.
Yes. Spider-Man.
You don't have to hold it out to the
yeah.
microphone.
Yeah, but it's... This is for me.
Okay.
Whoa.
Can I end the podcast now?
Okay.
It's not like that.
No, it's definitely like that.
It's not a sex thing.
You heard it here first.
It's not a sex thing.
Who are you trying to convince? Aaron?
I think he's trying to convince himself.
Yeah, I think he is too. By all means.
Please continue.
No. That's not what I meant.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
By the way, I was holding up the guy up to the mic. It's like he's talking.
Okay.
Does that mean that you're Spider-Man? Or are you
yes.
trying? Okay.
Trying to channel the energy.
Oh, God.
Okay, so. I have Spider-Man. Literally, go watch any of the episodes. Particularly the Scarlet Witch episode. That's one I'm going to call out pretty much a lot here. You'll hear a full, all-out description of Spider-Man that goes way into more detail than you'll ever need to know. But I
ever.
Yeah.
For anything. Yes.
Basically, the gist is Peter has these incredible powers. You'll basically know them if you watch Spider-Man if you watch the Spider-Man movie, the biggest power that I'm going to be citing will be, of course, his spider sense, which gives him an edge, considering that America Chavez has fought people like Hercules and Blue Marvel. They do not have precognitive senses. They are very fast, but they're not as fast as Spider-Man.
Says Aaron.
Sorry? What was that?
I said says Aaron.
Well, no, I have. Hercules can't catch up to Silver Surfer.
Are you training right now?
Yes.
She's trying to train Phoenix to not interfere with the podcast.
It's working.
Is it?
Yes.
It looks like she's trying to turn down our volume right now.
No, she's not.
Phoenix.
Get back to talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah, Aaron.
Spider-Man also has the ability with his spider sense to move out of the way of a gun in between the point of the trigger being pulled and the hammer striking the bullet.
That was technically the spider.
Not Spider-Man. No. The spider knew what was going to happen beforehand. Also, we talked about Captain Universe Spider-Man last episode, and then that he is a viable option here.
Mm-hmm.
I should point out something I didn't know until going into this. Captain Universe Spider-Man has even better spider senses.
Jesus, man. That was gross. That was a wild smack she just made. That was impressive.
Captain Universe Spider-Man has even better of a spider sense than regular version. Mm. And the fact that he can sense literally everything. He's omniscient, basically.
Can he see the future?
I think so. Well, I mean, that's part of the precognitive.
What it
means. I mean, Doctor Strange see the future.
Like, that far ahead?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It depends on the plot.
I don't know. Anyways.
He also has a vast array of technology and suits that he invents himself, including the Mark IV, which is a nanotech suit, and actually the one he's wearing on the Lego piece I have.
Thank you.
You mean the Canon Mark IV? It's a really good camera.
I am talking about the Canon Mark IV, but not particularly the camera. Spider-Man does probably own it, though.
Canon Mark IV is?
Yeah, it's a picture by Canon.
Why didn't I know that?
I don't know, because you live under a rock.
Dude, it's the company Canon.
I know Canon. Yeah, I know the company. I don't know what the Mark IV is.
It's a specific...
I assume it's what they call the camera.
Yeah, it's a type...
Wasn't that one of the Iron Man suits?
Well, no, this is also...
It's a Spider-Man.
It would be the suit after he made
it. It's the normal one. It's the one he uses in the first movie.
No, that's Mark III.
So Mark,
Mark One was the one in the cave.
Yes, okay. And Mark then you Two got the was silver the silver one
that War Machine took.
I guess it was Mark III. What's Mark IV then?
It's the one that happened immediately after Iron Man.
I'm gonna look it up. There's a picture online.
Mark IV is the silver briefcase.
It's not silver. It's like red and silver.
It's red and silver, but it's the briefcase
from Iron Man 2.
Yes, that's Iron the Man's briefcase suit. And then you have Mark V, was used later.
It was Avengers, wasn't it?
Mark 7 is the one he used at the end of Avengers. Mark 6 is the one he used in the beginning.
No, you're wrong. Mark 4 is the one he used at the beginning of Iron Man 2 when he skydived onto the stage.
Yes. And then I guess Mark 5. For
some fucking reason, he needs a different suit to skydive onto the stage.
He is Iron Man.
Yeah.
It was also the one he was wearing when he was eating donuts.
Okay. So it's his existential crisis suit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could say that.
Okay. Makes sense.
Phoenix, don't scratch yourself in the microphone.
Mark 7 was the one he used at the end of Avengers.
Jesus, she's having a crisis today. Aaron, do something about your niece. That works.
But Mark 4 is the best Spider-Man suit. It's fully nanotech, like the Bleeding Edge, and has hundreds upon hundreds of different web varieties. And biggest thing I'm going to call out here to the Spider-Sense is, and also calling back to the Scarlet Witch episode.
Phoenix. Feeny. You can't just be laying down wherever you want. You're getting all up in the program.
She said this is my house. Test me.
Get down. Yeah, get down,
Phoenix.
Get down. She's stealing the show this week. There we go. She is down. Aaron, Mark 3, etc.
Okay, so...
4.
Mark 3 was the one that he fought the entire Sinister Six in.
What is Mark II then?
Mark II is fully, like, fully metal. It's the, no, Mark II is the black and yellow one that was bulletproof.
Spider-Man or Iron Man?
Spider-Man. Because he lost his spider sense.
Black and yellow.
Yeah, you in the Spider-Man game, it had that ability to fire full its back.
Yeah.
Because Spider-Man doesn't kill people.
He just makes them go to sleep.
By shooting them in the head.
Like that college humor Batman.
Yeah. There was a batarang into a dude's, like, through a dude's nose.
Anyway. He's not asleep, he's not dead, I just made him go to sleep for a long time.
He went to a phone.
Anyways.
Yes. Scarlet Witch fight. We all know Scarlet Witch is extremely powerful.
Yes.
We all watched WandaVision.
Some of us. Most. Probably. And if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably seen WandaVision.
Yes. But all of us here have seen WandaVision.
If you haven't.
Yes. We know that she's incredibly powerful.
Good show.
Oh. And it's...
Disney sponsor us.
Please. We are in... We Our family is literally dying.
Wait? Who is dying?
Disney.
Our family.
Disney, please.
Disney, please fund us.
Anyway.
The Scarlet Witch fight that we had a while back against Spider-Man came down to a very specific thing in the fact that Wanda has to throw her hexes so that they're projectiles, and if there's anything that cannot hit Spider-Man when he doesn't want it to, it's projectiles. That being said, America Chavez over here she uses most of her things through physical contact to knock people into other dimensions, or by means of shooting a ray, which is a projectile. That's her attacks, basically. And that being said, Spider-Man does not get hit when he doesn't want to. I'm the one that's supposed to not be able to balance
it. I was leaning back too far.
Y'all got problems.
But either way.
Says the only one here not on an exercise ball.
Yeah, because I don't want to fall off and die like you guys are every single episode.
Yeah. I do die a little bit on the inside every episode.
Especially the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, it was hard.
But either way, you know, where was I?
I don't know.
America Chavez has to do things through a very physical form. She has to physically touch him. And this is a man that can, like, she can see him moving, and then see her arms start to move, and then he's already gone. A man that can that can not be traced on Daredevil's danger sense, not because he's just like a Venom kind of way, but also in a because he was too fast. Just the fact that he's far too fast for her, and also the fact she needs physical things to move and to do her powers. So Spider-Man could web her up so she can't get enough leverage to break the webs.
Hayden, do you have anything to say? You gotta communicate. This isn't a video.
Also, you can do gravity hexes from the Spider-Man game.
I said at the beginning of this episode, pretty self-explanatory. She has to hit him. She's fast, but she's not that fast. It's been a nice run. she cleared the way for Spider-Man to win this region, if you will.
Yeah.
She pretty much, like, she took out Blue Marvel, Hyperion, Hercules. You know, she cleared the way through that entire bracket for Spider-Man. So,
Victoria, do you need any other proof?
Are you saying that Spider-Man couldn't have beat all the people that she
beat? He probably could have, but it would have been more difficult, and we would have had to listen to him talk more.
True. I would have talked for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I mean, didn't he fight Hulk at some point?
Yeah, but we...
Didn't we discuss that?
Miles, stop scratching yourself.
I made the argument that he would calm Hulk down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but either by way of jokes or seeing cute things or people that he loves in holographic images.
So, I mean, yeah.
So, Do you have a verdict?
Yes.
And?
America Chavez wins.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's no argument. No, come on,
baby. What?
I understand where you're feeling it, you know, based off of who the character is.
Yeah.
But
it's time.
Do you need
me to go into more?
I don't like losing. Okay,
we know. Do you need me to go into actual detail here?
No.
Do not. Do not let him do this.
No.
And I like America Chavez just as much as you do.
She's a great character. It's just,
I feel that we have is come to the natural conclusion of her tournament run.
I mean, obviously Spider-Man wins. I was just saying. We all love
America Chavez.
Yeah. We all love
America Chavez.
Yeah.
She's going to be in Doctor Strange.
Yes.
The next Doctor Strange movie.
Which, one thing I'm very surprised about, she's being played by an actress who's 16 years old. So they're getting closer and closer to the actual age of these heroes, which I'm super excited about seeing.
Yeah, so there's something to look forward to. She'll be in the MCU here.
Yeah.
At the end, middle of next year.
March 22nd.
Middle of next year. About this time next year.
Yeah. We have to wait a year for the answers.
Oh! But anyways, we have another one. And this one is my pride. This is pride based. Okay.
I've lost
three of these quarterfinals so far. I cannot lose this last one.
You also lost three of your top four favorite characters.
In this tournament. In this part of the tournament. In one round,
they all had to basically kill each other.
It was in the same part of the tournament.
Yes, it was one episode.
Oh.
It was Hayden's Crisis episode.
Yeah.
Hayden, instead of Heroes in Crisis, it was just Hayden in Crisis.
Hey, it works out. But yeah. We have Swamp Thing versus Wonder Woman.
Yes. Should I go first?
Yes.
Alright, so I have Wonder Woman. We all know her. She's a wonder.
Oh, jeez. Don't start with that shit.
But she is a god, a Amazon of the mascara. She's been constantly trained for a very, very long time. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
She is one of the best combatants, if not the best combatant. Possibly one of the other ones being both Batman and Big Barda, who were both also on this tournament. And one of those to which she beat in combat. If she didn't beat Big Barda.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that happened.
I can't remember. I think Big Barda was on the other side of the tournament, so.
Okay. Yes, she was. So she didn't get to fight Big Barda. But she did fight Bruce and won. So, that being said, she had, she's been able to take out like several people on the Justice League. She slammed Superman's face into some concrete once.
She's a badass.
Yeah, it's the only person Batman in his Agamemnon contingencies, which, albeit, are from the animated universe.
Animation.
From where I got it.
You like watching anime? Are you an anime guy?
I just can't get into it. I get why people are like it. I just can't find the right show for
me. You like Avatar.
Avatar is the one I like. I've heard that I like My Hero Academia, which is basically like an X-Men kind of thing. Death Note, but I haven't tried them yet.
Victoria?
Yeah, what's up?
You like anime?
Yeah.
Other than Avatar?
What anime?
Why do I have to answer this question?
Have you watched anime other than Avatar? Which is like borderline anime, but
still anime.
It's an anime style.
Other anime stuff, yeah.
Do you enjoy anime?
I don't disenjoy anime.
Nice. Disenjoy.
Hmm. Yeah.
Good word.
It's your turn.
Oh. Oh, okay. I have Swamp Thing.
Well, no, I was talking about the anime.
Oh. I was just about to end the fight. But no, I mean, like, I've only watched Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Hmm.
And obviously not the live action movie. I'm not a noob. Okay.
You went in with advice. Knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah. Like, I was the last one in this room to watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Good show. Very enjoyable.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Have you seen the Netflix like sequel?
Yeah.
It's not Netflix. You watched specific Legend of Korra.
It's on Netflix. But yeah, Legend of Korra. Like, we watched a few
episodes. I've been kind of wanting to, but I haven't.
It's don't watch different. It.
Okay.
I didn't like it as much.
Seeing machines and it makes me feel weird.
Yeah. Also, pretty much everybody's dead.
Yeah, I know. I know Sokka and Aang are dead. And like, it's unclear why Sokka's dead.
You can watch it, but
Suki's not in it for some reason.
I don't think you'll like it. Because you like callbacks.
Yeah, I like callbacks a lot.
Wonder Woman.
Yes, Wonder Woman. That she has several art weapons that kind of tie her to the god: indestructible shield, indestructible sword, lasso of truth. Anything she wants, really. She has a full arsenal of demigod weapons, and basically, yeah, she's just insanely powerful, nigh invulnerable, and the best fighter in DC.
Mm-hmm.
Disputed with Big Barda and Batman, but she did beat Batman here, so. Yeah, cool. Wonder Woman.
You done?
Yeah.
Swamp Thing beat Wonder Woman and Superman at the same time. And then entraps Wonder Woman in vines. After, I may add, it didn't surprise her. It was a prolonged fight in which he trapped her, wrapped a bunch of vines around her, and fight was over.
Maybe he's just really good at fighting multiple people. But in a dual scenario,
I think not. So. I would like to point out that the fight did take place in the forest, which is like where he does his work.
Yeah.
His best work.
And we have.
We have a park.
Yeah. Grand Central.
Nope, that's the train station.
Yeah, no, but we also have that.
Been there.
Yeah, a year ago actually.
Yeah.
Whenever COVID hit, I was in New York City. Yeah. It was great. There was no one on the streets.
There was no one around.
It was such an idiotic decision, but it was so much fun.
It was probably the best
trip I could have
had. Yeah, to New York, because everything was like empty.
Oh yeah, because I've been there twice, once with actually being
in New York. You were close, by the way, on the park name. Central Park.
Central Park, oh my gosh.
Not Grand Central Station.
I hit the Central.
Yeah.
I just went blank.
I know. But yeah.
I apologize to any New Yorkers.
Swamp Thing has defeated Wonder Woman and Superman at the same time. And Wonder Woman individually, and Superman individually, and Batman individually, and the Devil, and earlier in this like last round, the Spectre.
Those aren't words.
He's a Swamp Thing. I've talked about Swamp Thing for I don't know how many rounds now.
Like me with Spider-Man.
I mean, he's probably one of the most respected and feared superheroes in all of DC.
I thought you were going to go a different route.
What?
There's an argument that kept coming up in the Swamp Thing Spectre fight.
Mm. Which one?
He can't be destroyed physically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how he beat anybody. That's how he beats anybody that he fights. Because they always punch through him. And then he just kind of regrows immediately. Like it was nothing.
Like that Swamp Thing from Avatar.
Yeah. Like
the guy who was bending milk, plant
yeah,
water,
the
plant bending.
Plant benders, yeah.
Yeah. That was making that giant swamp monster.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. Exactly like that. But yeah, he just, people will, punch through him and then they'll just regrow immediately. Like, it's like it's nothing.
I thought you were going to go with that route because Wonder Woman is very physical.
Yeah, she has to. She doesn't have any blasts or anything.
I mean, unless
but,
she
I mean,
fully
I think
goes.
I
she
feel like
uses
the way I did.
Or takes them off.
By showing comic book evidence of, would you like to see the pictures?
Exhibit.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you've seen
Probably want to put that on the Instagram post.
Nah.
What?
Wonder Woman Volume 4, number 36.
Again, Wonder Woman, Volume 4, number 36.
We've
cited our source.
Victoria, there we go. I'm showing it to you. I don't care if you're looking or not, but she has seen it. Or it has been in her vicinity. So, she might be asleep.
Victoria.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
You kid?
Yeah, I'm
Were you asleep?
Yeah, you're boring.
Oh, decider. I have evidence. Evidence.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool. So, can we call this good?
Yeah. Can cool. I go back to sleep?
No, you have to call it. You have to call the finale thingy.
Oh. It's over. Da-na-da.
What the hell was that? What was that?
He's such a colon. I don't know what else.
Who wins?
Who wins? Fight.
Who wins?
Oh, who's fighting?
So those of you listening at home, you probably get the gist at this point. Aaron, who wins this fight? Who wins?
Swamp Thing.
Well, that was fun. Thank you, Victoria.
This is a shitty way to celebrate National Women's Day.
And this sucks.
We curve stop two women.
Two women. To win. One episode. I apologize to women everywhere.
Apologize to half the human race.
Jesus. Actually, over half. It's like 51%.
Yeah, I apologize to 51% of the human race.
Yeah, we're taking over.
I mean, yeah, no, okay. There's just women are more common. Commonly born.
Yeah, did you think
they've always been like that.
Okay. He did say born, not something else that would have been derogatory.
Made.
No.
What?
I don't know what he's saying. I have bad hearing, so I almost thought you said boring. And I was like, I want to re-emphasize.
Women are just more common born. Can you not think of another way to say it? They come out women more often. Babies are... Jesus Christ, you get what I'm saying.
No one understands.
Yes. Aaron, you've made me go into trying to explain my weird sentence. So we have our final four.
It's more genetic commonplace.
Jesus Christ.
For someone of the
human
female
human
sex
race is, human to be species born than is the more male likely sex. To be female than male.
Yeah, we're taking over.
Okay. We have our final
happy
four.
National Women's Day.
We have our final four.
Yes.
Yes.
Who are they?
Black Panther. In the first matchup, the final four is going to be one matchup an episode. Yes. Okay, so we have three more episodes left. So set your calendars, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost to the end.
Yeah.
It's been a freaking ride. Okay.
It's been such a long ride.
Raise your hand. Raise your hand, Victoria. Wake up. Raise your hand if you thought we would make it all the way here when we started.
Yeah, that was the point, right?
Aaron?
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, me neither.
Our other podcast
we started another podcast. Yeah, we had like 7 episodes. We didn't make it there.
Yeah,
we
have
50
like,
something in
we're
this.
We're almost a year in at this point.
Yeah, and there's no stopping us now.
Yeah.
All 7 of our listeners. They love us. They listen every week.
Shout out to y'all.
Love you guys.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all are the real heroes.
Yeah. Invite people to come listen to us.
Yeah.
I know we suck, but. We're going to get better. For our next season, we're going to have like better microphones. We're going to have a better setup. We're going to have
a YouTube channel. Yeah.
Just to reach more of our prospective audience.
Yeah.
Talk with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all of those things.
Don't talk to me.
It'll be me.
Okay.
It's always me.
I don't talk.
Yeah. He does not talk.
Aaron is not even on social media other than Instagram, and he's barely on there.
I haven't posted.
Yeah.
I mean, you can talk to me if you want to.
We can tag you in things, though.
Yeah, you can.
So people can see what you look like before in our YouTube channel.
I think they already saw what he looked like.
Yeah, because y'all posted something in the story.
If they looked at the story, you would have seen what Aaron and I look like.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have had specific...
And Miles.
And
Phoenix, not Miles.
Yes, Phoenix. But you wouldn't have had a specific idea of which one of us was which.
Yeah. Unless you listen to the sound and you
don't
can tell
our
voices apart.
Don't worry about it.
Our voices aren't that close, are they, Victoria?
I don't really listen to you.
But
either
Aaron?
What
you.
About me? Okay.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
That explains
half
this show.
I think it's actually a third of the show, Aaron. Thank you. No, I mean, like, when I edit the episodes, sometimes I have trouble telling Aaron and I apart.
See, if you can't do it, then other people can't as well.
Apologize to all of y'all who haven't been around me and Hayden for our entire lives.
Yeah. I'm just still there. So, yeah, I mean, that's all for this week. That's all I got for this week. Does anybody have anything they want to say?
No.
Happy National Women's Day.
Semifinals. Oh, we never even said who was in the semifinals, did we?
No, we didn't.
No, we were supposed to.
Well, next week, the semifinals start. Aaron, who is in the first round? Or that first matchup?
Black Panther versus Franklin Richards. Spider-Man.
Yeah,
versus
this is the second matchup. Aaron. It's not like a four part fight. Well, no, it's not like the Royal Rumble or anything.
I'm going to the other one. Okay. I'm getting there, Hayden.
Jesus.
The second matchup is Spider-Man versus Swamp Thing, and the third matchup is whoever wins that.
Hey, you know what? You know what? This is like I think this is the first time in the tournament. Correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys even remember any of our past episodes, that one of Aaron's favorites is going directly up against one of my favorites.
Yeah, we've never had that.
So, Victoria, we need you to be on your fucking A game for that episode, okay?
Okay.
This is a Swamp Thing inspired.
Be on your A game.
We will kill each other.
I like murder.
It is very possible somebody's going to get punched in the face.
They'll punch you back.
Okay.
So there are lightsabers over there.
And a baseball bat, Aaron. You want to fucking play?
Why would I use the baseball bat? I'm just cutting you in half with a lightsaber.
Oh, okay, as long as you don't murk him with my bat, I'm not trying to go to jail for that.
Why would I be sitting over here, Aaron?
I'll use the lightsaber. Dummy.
Don't use my lightsaber. I don't want to go to jail for that.
Yeah, I'll just
use my orange one.
I'll just cut the bat in half.
You can use my orange one.
Good with short blades.
Did you say you're going to cut the bat in
half? Aaron, you have a lot of experience with short blades. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I'll use your pipe.
Wait. What time is it on the thing?
It's time to go.
No, what time does it say on the thing?
It says 42.
Okay. One last question that I saw posed on Instagram or Twitter.
Yes.
Or Twitter on Instagram.
Why do you force us to socialize with
Black Panther or Darth Vader? One-on-one.
I don't think that's a hard question.
Okay. Who do you choose?
I choose Black Panther.
Okay. Aaron?
This is hard because we're going full,
I'm saying that the lightsabers can cut through pretty much anything.
Lightsabers cannot cut through vibranium. Do I need to go through this?
There's still a freaking sword. Okay.
Ultron's body was made of vibranium, and it took the force of a repulsor, which is basically a blaster, a Six of the Universe from the Mind Stone, and then pure lightning. So it can take a lightsaber. Vibranium can take a lightsaber.
Okay. But that doesn't account for the force powers that Darth Vader has.
Yes, but Black Panther does also have powers as well as the Black Panther.
Like force power type?
But the thing is that he's gone up against
You've seen how OP Darth Vader is.
I understand that. Into Fallen Order,
full on.
I understand that, but if we look at it in the same context as we look at this whole situation,
he's taking a lot of telepaths.
He would have time to, know who his opponent is
basically by looking at Vader like a Jean Grey, like Phoenix.
She's asleep.
Takes after her mother.
yeah she does.
Very much
sassy asleep.
That's all you need,
a lot of things. But yeah, Aaron, who's your final answer?
Dude, I have that full paradox thing, movable object, unstoppable force with Batman and Black Panther. There was a video once, because there was that one thing, we'll make, people will vote, and then we'll make a CGI version of that fight. There was that with Batman versus Vader, and I think Vader won, but Batman didn't use any gadgets in the fight. Which I felt was it.
Well, it's 45, so I guess we'll never know Aaron's answer.
Just shout it out. What is your first feeling?
Paradox.
No, that's not an answer. There is no C here.
Is it still
Aaron?
The ship of Theseus?
No. Stop that.
This is the end. Good night, everybody.
Black Panther or Darth Vader? Just say it. Where is your first mind? Where is your first mind go to?
Question mark. Legitimate. That's a legitimate answer.
I hate him.
That's immediately just a paradox and question mark were immediately where my mind went.
Well, now we
I'm a middle know. Ground man. You know this.
Yep. We all know. Well, I mean, you never answered the question, but we don't really care. Didn't. So.
What's your answer? Huh?
I want to say Darth Vader.
Wow.
Just because of, like, how powerful in the Force he is. Saying that he's, like, kind of close to the Phoenix is, okay, that's fine. But I feel like he's actually more powerful than that.
He doesn't have the pyrokinetic, but, you know.
Also, he's mostly robotic. So if Black Panther were to, like, you know, tear off parts of his limbs or whatever, it doesn't really affect him.
Also, he could short circuit the machine. He
can't breathe without.
But if it does,
I think the better thing would be Anakin Skywalker versus him.
Yeah, but if it does, but Darth Vader
is more powerful.
Is more powerful than Anakin because he's in so much pain all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, Black Panther could short his system that keeps him alive.
Mm, yeah, but. Electricity is like a big deal in Star Wars.
That's true. Darth Vader has killed him.
Darth Vader has stopped electricity before.
That's true. He also gets tortured commonly by. Yeah. But it's not canon. But that was Legends.
Yeah.
But he does get tortured by Palpatine. Exactly. Often. So
that's why I went to Darth Vader.
I don't know. I don't think I can answer that.
Now, why is this the most competitive conversation we've had this entire episode? Has
like
nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, like you said, it was kind of clear.
Yeah.
Can I leave now?
Yeah, we can go. Cool. See y'all next week.
Yeah, see y'all next week. Have a good week. Semifinals.
Yeah, semifinals.
Legitimately Woo! Happy Women's Day, even though we're recording this like 2 days after it.
And it's dropping 3 days after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice to each other out there.
Sure.
Yep. Have fun times.
Have fun
Keep,
times.
Stay safe, wear
stay
a mask.
Stay safe.
Oh, yeah, wear a mask.
Yeah, even if your government tells you don't have to wear a mask, wear a fucking mask.
Please stay safe for other people. Stay safe
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Yeah.
The mask isn't for you. It's for everybody else.
That
Have
is very
a good
true.
Week.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
See you next week.
Bye.